Blog Talk Radio.
And God bless all of you this morning. Good morning to you. This is Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson. We just want to thank God for you and all of you on the prayer line this morning. We know that everybody's busy, but when you take time out of your busy schedule for the Lord, you position yourself for an ultra-awesome miracle. Thank God for you. This is a good day to just give God thanks and to give him praise. Last night on the block line, we gave God collectively all over the world over 2 billion praises. Thank God this morning for what he's done for you and for us. We're mindful. People online who are things, and we're asking the Lord to bless you in just a great abundant way. May the abundance of the Lord rest upon your life. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for making a way. Thank you for seeing us through the storms and the rain.
Yes, thank
you. You've been so multitudinous. You're so wonderful. What a great blessing you are to the world. God, we worship you. We praise you. We don't worship anybody else. We worship you. You're the only true and living God. And we praise you and worship you. Thank you for your healing virtue on this line. Thank you for your anointing, your ultra awesome anointing on this line. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, what you've done for us, how you brought us out, how you blessed us, how you've helped us, how you've seen us through every dark cloud and through every rain. We appreciate it. Stretch out your mighty hand. When your hand is stretched out, God, we're safe. We're under cover, under your hand. Oh, God, under your hand, we have food and we have clothing, and we have all of our needs met because your hand is stretched out. It is a hedge around us. Thank you for your hedge and for your blessings. We just appreciate every blessing. Yeah. We're trying to lead people as you instructed us around the world, Lord, into giving you praise and adoration. To make sure that you get the praise, taking none of it, taking none of your glory, for you deserve the glory and you deserve the praise. Thank you for the souls that have been saved through our ministry throughout the world. Oh, God, you've been walking with us a long time, and we thank you for that. You don't have to be here. We know that. We know that you're so busy. You got children all over the world, but you're the only person I know of who can be in a million places at the same time. And thank you for your blessings. Lift every heavy burden of people who are going through. Lighten every heavy load. God, make a way out of no way. I pray for the finances of the people worldwide. God, I don't know when, but you're going to send a miracle in finances throughout the world. There's going to be a shift, a change. You're going to take the money from those who don't love you to those who love you. Amen. And we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Thank you for being a tither, for you remembering your tithers who obey you. Now bless the people everywhere. And we'll give you the glory and all the honor shall be thine. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we ask you properly for the glory of God. And thank you again and again and again and again and again. In Jesus' name, again, for the glory of God. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen. And good morning to all of you who are on the prayer line. Good morning to you.
Good morning
to you and all of you on the prayer line. Let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. He never sleeps.
Good morning,
Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Thank God for you.
Let's
commence our line with praise. When I say praise, check, that's your time. From every line, to come on in and to give him praise and adoration. Amen. He inhabits, according to David, he inhabits the praises of his people. So he's waiting on your praise just to inhabit it. That means he comes in your room.
Amen.
I will open my mouth because I certainly want him in my room. Amen.
Yes.
Let's do this praise check right now. Praise check. Amen. Lord, thank you for your goodness and kindness. Millions people where Psalms hit it for you. Psalms 105. Yeah, it says, I'm quoting here.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. My. Yeah, 105. Here it is. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. And then here's what God pointed out to me. Make known his deeds to people. Y'all are the people, aren't you?
Yeah.
What are his deeds? The things that God has done for us. Make them known among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Yeah, how do you do that? You tell of his goodness. You overcome by the words of your testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. So the Bible says make known his deeds among the people. When God does things for you and you don't tell of his goodness and you don't talk ye of his wondrous works, you're sinning. If I know anything about what sinning is a disobedience to the word of God. Amen. When God does something for you and you can't talk about it, can't tell anybody about what the Lord did for you, that's a sin of omission. Amen. Omitting what he told you to do and you didn't get it done. God bless you. I'm going to give you a chance to tell of his goodness. Amen. Proper time to do it. I've called on some of you many times and said the line is open to you. Tell of his goodness. Amen. The line is open to you. Who'll be the first one to make known his deeds among the people? The line is open to you.
Praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson of Indianapolis, Indiana. Oh, I can't tell it all. I just have to tell a little bit. But, Lord, I tell you, if I could just stand out and just hold my arms up, I could tell you how good God has been to me and where he brought me from and where he's taken me to. You know, God is a good God. Oh, I just praise his name. I can be laid in the bed and just thank him. Thank you, God. Thank you for bringing me from a mighty long way. Keep me driving up and down the dangerous streets and highways. Oh, he just keeps me. Oh, he just, I just can't tell it all. If I could tell it all, y'all would be on this line till probably 3 or 4 years from now. I just thank God.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mother Johnson. You always a joy to people. Oh, my God. Thank you so much. All right. The line is open to you. Who has a praise report? Another praise report.
Praise the Lord, for he's wonderful and he's worthy to be praised. This is Evangelist Palmer. And I want to thank and praise the Lord for life for another day. I thank him and praise him for his word of truth that he's given unto us so abundantly that keeps us, directs us, leads us, and guides us through each and every day. I thank him because he's just who he said he is. He's Lord of Lords, he's King of Kings, he's our lily of the valley, he's our brighter morning star, he's the one who gives us strength, he's a friend that's closer than a sister, mother, or brother. And he's the one who promised, and he's always keeping his promise, that he would never leave us or forsake us. So I thank and praise God that he's here with us today, and he promised that the blood of Jesus that covers us will continue to cover us through every trial and every tribulation. All we have to do is just trust in the Lord and to believe exactly what he said, because that's what counsels out the enemy's desires as well as his attempts upon our spiritual walk. Our strength and our joy is believing God, trusting in him, and knowing that he is with us and he will not leave us or forsake us. If you miss someone you love, you act different than you do if you're in a situation alone. So I thank and praise God. And I also thank him that it's word of truth, that it's not by our power, neither by our might, but it's by his spirit.
Hallelujah.
Wonderful. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right, it's still open. The line is open to you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory. Good morning to my chief ambassador and all of the saints of God on the prayer line this morning. I truly, truly do reference the Lord this morning and make his deeds known among the people. I tell you, I just fell in love with the Lord all over again. Every day I'm falling in love. I just want to thank God for the blog and the First Fruit prayer line. I tell you, it is just blessing my soul. On last night, I tell you, such a powerful, oh my God, the anointing of God was on the praises last night. I teach at my church on Wednesday nights. Amen. And I had poured out there, and I come running home to, oh, I just made it. It was 8:55, and I tell you, I was in my back in my prayer closet, and I praised the Lord. So last night, I tell you, I almost didn't wake up this morning. I ran late this morning. I mean, not my norm, but just, oh, the sweetness and the presence of the Lord is just bathing me with his glory. It reminds me of old time. That those praises on the blog remind me of the time when we tarried, and I call that my tarrying time before the Lord. I just thank God for you, Ambassador, Chief Ambassador. Amen. I just can't get enough for my Jesus. I tell you, it is just really blessing me. I used to when I ministered and teach, I would have my notes and everything, but now when I study, the Holy Ghost just pour out over me like, oh my God. And then this morning, it's like I can't wait to get in that spot. And then I didn't know you were on every night at 9:00. I cannot be on every night, but every night I could get there, I'm in that place in the Lord, and it's just really making a difference in my spirit, man. I just, oh my God, I'm just really, I know what David feels, that my cup is running over. Oh my God, and I'm really, on next week, I'm going to be impressing my people that this is where your pastor is. This is where I want you to be. They looking at me now like I'm a ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. What has happened to our pastor? The Holy Ghost has gotten a hold of me, and I thank God. I thank God. I praise him this morning. I'm just so grateful to God for these moments that I have on the face of the earth to give God the praises, the glory, and the honor. God bless you all. This is my prayer.
Amen. Thank
God,
you.
My God, that's yeah. I hear shouting music right now in my head. Oh my God, and I'm cutting the step. Amen. Oh, thank you so much, Ambassador Stern, and you stirred up some stuff here, and every other praise report. Thank you so much, Mother Johnson. Are you there? I want to hear from your mom. Amen. Are you there this morning? All right, y'all carry on for a few minutes.
Who else has a... Praise God. Good morning. This is Ambassador Pfeiffer, just here once again to give God the glory. Thanking God for our Chief Ambassador, our Ambassador Lady Betty, and our Mother of the Nation, and all Ambassador and Saints of God. I am just praising God this morning. Yeah. God, he woke me up on time, and I'm giving him the praise. And thank God, even last night in our Bible study, the people were testifying, and I thought about the prayer line, and they were just testifying about how they had been prayed for. And they said, you prayed for me, and I was healed. Remember that I asked you to pray for this, and I asked you to pray for that. And the Lord healed them and touched their bodies. And I'm just giving the glory because he's letting the world know that he's still alive. He's still in the healing business. He's still moved by his power divine. I'm praising him once again just for the prayer line, the blog line last night. I am thanking God because I laid there and I just thank him. And I'm praising God because we're able to give God the glory. Hallelujah. Some people are not able to have this opportunity to praise God and bless God with freedom. They have to hide out and hide in rooms, hide in caves, hide in basements, and praise God. He's given us the liberty to praise him. Hallelujah. And where the Lord is, there is liberty. And I'm praising his holy name, thanking God for everyone on the prayer line this morning. And to God be the glory.
Wow. Thank you again for such a mighty praise report. Thank you so much, Ambassador Pfeiffer. God bless you. My God, y'all are on fire this morning. Y'all are blessing me. I got some white friends say you're blessing my socks off. Amen. Thank you so much. All of the wonderful prayer. I'm going to stay there just a little while longer. I got time. You got time.
Okay.
If God put a praise in your mouth, in your heart, get it out. Amen. Let it ring out. Make known his deeds among the people. Anyone else? You have a prayer?
Good morning, it's Sister Peterson. Good morning, Pastor Justin. I'm a prayer. I thank praise God this morning. I thank for another day. I thank God for the way he's been spending, what he's doing for me. I think of all the things that I go through, been through. He's still there. He never leave me. He never forsake me. So I just continue to praise him because he is good. And he will be good. He's continuing to bless me, and I thank him for it. And
may
y'all continue to pray for me.
My, that's the way to do it, sister.
Thank you, Lord.
God for you.
Thank you.
All right. Who else has a praise report? The line is open.
Amen. This is Evangelist Josephine Luckett. And
hey.
I just thank God for being able to be on the prayer line this morning. So
yeah.
The prayers of the righteous availeth much. I thank God for raising me up. Well, the devil tried to, you know, when you have a deliverance ministry, the enemy will fight you because you're in constant warfare all the time.
Yes.
But I thank God for his strength, how he strengthened me to get out there and start, begin to do the things and go the places that he would have me to be with the ministry. The
mm-hmm.
people are being delivered and the yokes are being broken. That's what it's all about for me in my life. Because that's all I want to do is to praise God and to give God his glory and to deliver his people, to bring them in, because in this last, the evil, perverse generation, this is what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
Not about anything else, but it's about getting the people to come back to the Lord.
Yeah.
And minds and hearts turned around. And I thank God for his strength and his anointing. And I want you to just pray my strength. And that the Lord will strengthen me to do what he has called me.
All
right.
I bless each and every one of you. Praise the Lord.
Thank God for you, Evangelist Luckett. What a wonderful praise report.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you. I want to ask Sister... this is Aretha Scott in Chicago. Get ready to give you a praise report. And then your sister, amen, Sister Scott here in Kansas City. Get ready to give you a praise report. I want to ask Dr. Diggs, if you can, this morning in St. Louis, give your praise report. All right? Come on, Sister Aretha, are you there? Get ready. Get by the phone. We want to hear your praise report. Are you there?
Oh,
right.
Yes, I'm here.
Right, go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. Yes, I'm here. I want to thank God for blessing me to wake up this morning. I thank him for giving me strength this morning. And I want to thank him for blessing my children and my daughter. I want to thank him so much for blessing her because she was driving on the highway and had to put oil in her car over and over. And I prayed for her that it won't stop on the highway. And I want to thank God so much that he woke her up the other day and had her to go and try to get her a better car. And thank God that she did.
Thank
and I want to thank him for everything he does for me this morning.
Yes.
And thank him for blessing me to be in this world and to be alive.
Yes.
And thank you and bless everyone on the prayer line this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Scott. Amen. And I know what it is, what your sister went through. And thank God for blessing her.
Yeah.
All right. Sister Scott, here in Kansas City, I'm calling your sister. All right. The line is open to you, Sister Scott.
I just thank the Lord for waking me up this morning, well, every morning, to be on this prayer line. And I thank the Lord for my pastor, Dr. Bernard Johnson, and Amazing Grace. And I thank the Lord for my mother even being on the prayer line every morning. Sister, I mean, Aretha Scott, that's my mother.
That's your mother.
And I thank God for her.
Mm. Beautiful, Sister Scott. Thank you so much. All right, let's go to St. Louis. Dr. Diggs, can you give us a
good morning, Ambassador Johnson.
Morning to you.
I just thank God this morning. I thank God for every time that I am awake. I'm just thanking him for his favor. I cannot give him enough praise. I just thank him for walking with me throughout my day. I thank him for shielding me. I thank him for direction. I thank God just in every turn that I make, because I know that it is him that allowed me to make those turns and to speak to people. I thank him for last night at our board meeting, school board meeting, for favor. I just thank God for doing whatever he's doing in my life. I just enjoy his presence. Thank you, Lord. I just enjoy his presence in my life, and I want just to give him all the glory that I can give him, because it is him that I have my being. And I just want to let God know how much I love him and appreciate him. And I just believe that God is the head of my life, and he always will be. And I just thank him for that.
Oh, thank God for you. And we appreciate all the work that you did there. And this is Ferguson. Amen there. In the St. Louis area. What a wonderful, wonderful job you did and are still doing. Thank you so much.
Dr. Johnson, if I may.
Yes.
Our district is getting ready to embark upon hiring a superintendent. And I just thank God for the new direction that he's giving the district and how he's shielding us in the wake of the grand jury announcement. I believe that we will be protected, because I believe his favor is on our district, because I'm there. I thank God for my presence there, because his Holy Spirit is wherever I am. So I just thank God for that. I thank God for just giving me a mind to even think about maybe applying for that position. So I just thank God for just who he is. I just can't give him enough praise.
Heavenly Father, I don't ask you for much, but I'm asking you, if it's in thy will, to put her name on the hearts of those who are decision-making in that district. In the name of Jesus, they need a woman like this who is in love with you and who is willing to follow your direction.
Yeah.
I ask you to do this, Lord, for your glory, God.
It's your glory.
Have somebody in place who will lead the district under the mighty umbrella and hand of God. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you properly. Put her name on the minds of those who are decision makers for the superintendent there in Ferguson, that place we've been hearing so much about on the news. Would you please do that, Lord? I thank you for it. I'll wait to get the report. I'm going to thank you. Thank you. Thank you.